Greetings, fellow gamers, and welcome to another stirring episode of the Daily Days Podcast, the show that does retro while still respecting the present. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this scattered journey. And this time we're talking about the Arduboy, or is it the Arduboy FX? A wafer-thin, credit card-sized pocket gaming device that no one seems to know exists. Well, with this podcast, I aim and hope to fix this sad travesty. So, what's this Arduboy thingamajigger again? Well, it's a tiny portable, in short, a gaming device about the size of a credit card, with the thickness of six stacked atop each other, give or take. I actually tried this, stacking random credit cards, IDs, and even a library card, until I got something akin to the system's overall bulk. Very scientific, I know. Anyway, the name itself should help some visualize the device and understand the philosophy behind it. The first half, Ardu, comes from Arduino, which is an open-source electronics platform intended to help hobbyists, artists, and enthusiasts, not to mention amateurs, create interesting tech products without the huge learning curve usually involved with such enterprises. The latter half, Boy, of course refers to Nintendo's own classic portable system, the original Game Boy. Indeed, the Arduboy, despite being many times smaller than any of Nintendo's gear, is clearly an homage to that original design. Yep, it's a flat rectangle meant to be held vertically, with a D-pad and two buttons arrayed parallel beneath a small black and white screen. If Nintendo itself had come up with something like this, the company would have sold millions just on the novelty factor alone. But I digress. As Nintendo-ish as it seems on the surface, the Arduboy is clearly its own animal chasing its own whims and design philosophies. For one, despite the retro pretenses, it's packed with some interesting hardware, most notably a 1-bit OLED matrix display of 126x64 pixels. Yep, it's a fine screen, but one hamstrung by a severe limitation. It can only spit black and white graphics. Even the original Game Boy could do four gray shades. But here we have a measly two. The screen is strangely squat as well. Think of it being like a Game Boy screen, but with the top third hacked off, and that's the real estate you can expect from the Arduboy. It seems underwhelming, but in many ways it's the perfect complement to the modest 8-bit hardware powering the unit. The teeny screen at least makes for a machine that truly is wallet-friendly and big on charm. The Arduboy's greatest asset, however, is its games. Being open source and fan-led, it's host to hundreds of free games that can be loaded and played at any time in the system's flash memory. And that's where the FX part comes in. The original version of the system that came out a few years back could only play one game at a time. Players actually had to overwrite the current game with the next one they wanted to play, making for a somewhat unfriendly experience, especially with the more complicated titles supporting save states and the like. This new FX version fixes that problem by coming with over 200 games already installed, with individual working save files for the supported titles, and all the usual functionality intact. And newer games can still be transferred over at any time. In other words, what was a cute novelty before is now a unique and convenient repository of gaming entertainment not available anywhere else. And the content is all or mostly free outside of the system itself. Users can even program their own games for the unit, if they're so inclined to learn. The system is also quite durable, being resistant to the bumps and cracks that might hinder a less industrial-minded product. The two lingering drawbacks, though, in addition to that squat screen and limited graphics, are the sound and the games themselves. The former is, well, beeps and boops at best. And for the games available, it's a mixed stack, with some good, some worth maybe a try, and some that are best left to forget. So, coming stock with the unit are over 200 games, apps, and other distractions. These titles are spread over several categories, including action, adventure, arcade, runner, platform, strategy, puzzle, skill, tabletop, racing, RPG, shooter, sports, music, apps, and tools. Some of these genres are obvious enough in terms of what they probably offer, while others, like music, apps, and tools, will require an extra level of discovery. Tools, for instance, offers the so-called RG Boy Assistant, which allows users to test the system's sound capabilities, its colored LED functionality, and even view the EEPROM manager where the unit stores its data. Another program offers sprite creation, while another still provides a rudimentary music maker. Similarly, under the app option, users have an egg counter for, yep, boiling eggs, or a golf companion for taking scores while playing real-life golf somewhere. A graph and chart maker is also in there, even a way to use the Ardu Boy as a PC controller, if I'm understanding that one right. So yeah, lots of random stuff at varying levels of value. Most, though, will want this for the actual games, and there are simply too many here for me to cover in a single episode. I've been playing around, skipping from title to title for 2 weeks now, and there is still plenty I have yet to play. Perhaps on a future show I might cover more of these games with greater depth, but for now, I'm simply listing the best of what I've perused. My absolute favorite so far, and a true showpiece for the unit, is Catacombs of the Damned by James Howard, a technical marvel found under the adventure listing. It's a surprisingly captivating first-person shooter that is not only fun, but runs with a buttery grace not expected from such a primitive device. It needs to be seen to be believed. Fans and lovers of the device know of developer Team ARG, who has created some of the most captivating and hardware-pushing games on the machine. Some of these stellar stones include Virus LQP-79, a Zombies Ate My Neighbor's style overhead shooter, Mystic Balloon, a cute platformer, Ardu Venture, an old-school RPG, and Cyrene, a charming, if somewhat limited, horizontal shooter. I'd be remiss not to mention Castle Boy as well, an oh-so-short but sweet Castlevania homage by a Mr. Joel Launer, if I'm getting his last name right there. It's a fun game while it lasts. And lastly, I'll shout out Circuit Dude by Jonathan Holmes, a fun puzzle game that has the player determining how to best move the, dude across a series of tiles without backtracking or retracing the same ground. So, I must repeat, there are over 200 games, apps, and whatnot on this little device. And those games I mentioned are just a handful, a slight sliver, of all that's been included. Now, granted, many of these games aren't much beyond a Game & Watch style experience, but all combined, a single person can find hundreds of hours of entertainment if they can tolerate the minuscule medium from which these games are delivered. And that's why I do recommend this little gem of a system. The sheer joy of discovering some of these quirky diamond-in-the-rough titles makes it worth the $55 or so the device will set you back. It's not a perfect unit by any means. Along with my other little criticisms, the unit must be powered off each time before switching games, which can be a little annoying. The buttons might also prove a bit too clicky for some, although I did adapt soon enough. Final verdict? Overall, it's a tasty little wafer that I can easily recommend, especially given its low price point. Simply head over to arduboy.com and see what the possibilities are. And if I ever find the time, I'll try to cover more of the system's games. Someday. And just to be clear, this is not a paid review. This is my own opinion, my own money that I spent on this unit. As far as I know, arduboy.com has no idea I exist. And that's that, everyone. Thanks for listening. I do hope you all found this helpful, or at least mildly interesting. I will return in another month or two with something else of keen and perhaps unseen interest. Until then, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.